The most recent global burden of disease study was published last December, and it indicates that we now know about 4 million people die every year from exposure to the cook stove smoke. And that's a result of childhood pneumonia for kids, and for adults, cardiovascular disease and chronic lung disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, mostly in men and women. So those are the immediate sort of most dramatic health impacts. There are additional burdens of the time that women and children lose to fuel collection, which can be up to 3 or 4 hours per day. There's also a burden associated with other sort of health impacts of collecting and carrying the wood on your back, which causes, you know, hernias in some cases, burns from skirts and things catching fire. And in some cases, particularly in conflict zones, women and girls are physically attacked, raped while they are out collecting fuel wood.
What are some of the options that this article that you researched and wrote, what does that offer for people who are using the primitive forms of the cook stoves?
Well, one thing we tried to do was to be very clear about what different types of improved cook stoves can do, because the word improved doesn't really have any specific connotation to it, except that it's better, but that could mean anything, and people use it to mean anything. So what we're trying to do is saying, look, there's some stoves that are extremely efficient, but won't really dramatically reduce the smoke from the stoves. So the efficiency will save you fuel, so that saves women and kids time. That reduces the burden on climate via CO2 emissions, because that's really a function of fuel use. Certainly saves families money if they're purchasing fuel. If we're worried about the gender-based violence against women and girls, then you're reducing that as well, because women don't have to go out and collect as much fuel. So the fuel collection on its own will actually improve people's lives in very important ways, in dramatic ways. What's driving a lot of the interest in the sector right now, though, is in addition to that, the health impacts and the climate impacts from vis-a-vis the short-lived climate forces and black carbon. And to get those benefits, you really need the more advanced stoves and clean fuels. So by clean fuels, I mean liquid petroleum gas, I mean biogas, ethanol, or heavily dense pelletized fuels that can be burned in advanced stoves.
With billions of people throughout the world and developing countries using the older forms of the cook stoves, how will they be able to have access to the newer ones?
Well, it really depends on the country and the region they're in. So what stoves and what fuels are available is entirely, completely a local question. So in China, for example, there are probably over 100 manufacturers of proved efficient and increasingly clean stoves, both for cooking and for heating. And in other countries, there may be fewer examples. There's often available the lesser but somewhat improved efficient stoves. In some cases, there's increasingly available the more efficient stoves, and then much less but still increasingly the much more advanced clean stoves and clean fuels.
And because it's a country-by-country thing, is it also something that governments would have to be in on in terms of approving the use of them?
Well, yes and no. One thing we've been working on is developing an international set of standards for clean stoves and clean fuels. So to define on a sort of tiered rating what we consider to be pretty clean, pretty efficient, and what do we consider to be very clean, very efficient. So eventually we'd like to get to the point where you almost have a consumer reports type of rating for, you know, 4 or 5 different criteria, and you can say, well, here's a stove that is extremely efficient and fairly clean and very safe. And then once we get those international standards in place, then countries can adopt those standards. In all the countries where we are partnering via the Global Alliance for Clean Cook Stoves, the countries have stepped forward and said, yes, this is a priority. Yes, we want to work on things like standards, on developing a domestic testing center, on working with local businesses to develop the whole business supply chain, create the sustainable market of clean fuels and clean stoves that not only can be brought to the market, but can be distributed and sold at prices that people can afford.